close your eyes. Imagine what life would be like for you if you didn't have to worry about your money. I'm not asking you to imagine an abundance of money. I'm asking you to imagine if you didn't have to worry about it. You knew you could pay your bills on time. You had enough left over to pay yourself a wage. What would that be like? Now open your eyes. Does your life look like that? I had a client tell me recently that for the very first time since starting her business, she was so excited that she got to have a weekend without stressing about money. Did she suddenly have an abundance of money? No. Was she suddenly booked out? No. What she did have was a strategy that she was committed to that provided her with the calm she needed to have a weekend without thinking about work. She wasn't where she wanted to be financially, but for the first time, she knew what she had to keep doing to get there. Can you say the same? Would you be willing to change your money habits to have financial freedom? Let's discuss.
I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature. Now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business.
According to the Webster Dictionary, a habit is a settled tendency or usual manner of behavior. It's an acquired mode of behavior that has become nearly or completely involuntary. Completely involuntary. We've all got them. I get it. Mine is aptly named Cadbury Dairy Milk Chocolate. Consumption to me is completely involuntary. But what about when it comes to those habits that are a little less cheeky and a lot more harmful? I'm talking, of course, about your financial habits. Whilst my partner would argue that my Cadbury habit may impact our finances somewhat, it actually hasn't been harmful. So what about those money habits that are? Are you willing to change your money habits to have a better life financially? I was talking about this topic with a friend of mine the other day, and they were curious as to why I posed the question, are you willing to change your money habits to have a better life financially? You see, they thought that this was a no-brainer. As they put it, who wouldn't want to better their financial situation? But that's the thing. The question I asked isn't who wouldn't want to better their finances, because I can agree, everybody would if they could. But the question was more about whether you'd be willing to actually change your money habits to have a better life financially. In my experience, it is one thing to simply state that you'd be willing to change your money habits, but it is a completely different thing to actually go out and do it. I get that changing any habit is tough. After all, like the definition states, it's a mode of behavior that renders itself almost involuntary. But at what cost do we pander to the difficulty of actually making the change? We're all experiencing, or rather feeling, the impacts of the financial state of the world right now. And regardless of our personal financial situation, you'd be hard pressed to find someone who isn't bitching about the increases in supermarket prices, the cost of living, the rise in interest rates, and you know what? Rightfully so. But the reality is, whilst it's all relative, it's impacting every last one of us. Now, whilst there isn't a lot that we can do about those external factors that are causing us grief, if you really wanted to, you could review the relationship you have with money or the money habits that you've formed, and ask yourself if there is a better way that you can work with the situation you find yourself in. But is that what you want to hear from me? Wouldn't it be easier to continue to place blame on external factors than to have to change your own habits? After all, let's face it, changing habits means work. And in my experience, a lot of it. As a financial coach, one of the first topics I like to explore when working with a client or my students in any of my online courses centers around their money habits. Do they have any that they can clearly identify? Are there any that may not be so easy to spot? What efforts, if any, have been had in the past to address these issues? And are the habits having a positive or a negative impact on the person's business or even their personal life? And yes, my friend, the two are interconnected. Because habits can be involuntary, it's not like we can just switch them on and off when it comes to running a business or when it comes to our personal spending. I will admit that sometimes we can actually vary the degree in which the habit can impact either of those and kind of slightly alter it, but I wouldn't say that it goes away. For example, some business owners may be more cautious when it comes to spending money in their business, but not so much personally, because they may actually have less money allocated to make the business work. They may be saying, you know, look, I'm going to invest this $10,000 and that's all I've got. I've got to give it everything I've got to make it work. So their spending habit might be relative to that amount of money, but the habit might still be there. But this could be vice versa, right? If you do, for example, have investors or loans or facilities of cash that are assigned to the business but not so much readily available in your personal life, you may not be as cautious when it comes to your business money habits as you would be in your personal life. Again, they still exist and they're still evident in both of those situations, but it's just in varying degrees. Money habits can make or break you. We know that. Every single one of us know that. But it's not always in the most obvious way. Just because you are a saver, this doesn't mean that you will have this thriving business. Because here's the thing, we've got this age-old adage of you need to spend money to make money. And it rings true in most instances, even in business. So whilst saving is a great money habit to have, when it comes to growing your business, saving isn't always the best habit to have. So it's about identifying the habits that are going to bode well for you in what situations and being able to manage that. Having said that though, and whilst I think it's a great point to make, I think I've actually gone a little off track from my original thought. So I'm going to bring this back for a moment. The point I've been trying to make, she says as she tries to wrangle her thoughts in a little, is that whilst we can go around in circles, the point really is whether one would be willing and able to break the damaging habit and form new ones. As I mentioned earlier, many business owners will make the declaration, but not so many of them follow through. Your declaration is the easy part, but the real work begins when there's the follow through. And that's when most stop. It's an unpopular opinion, I know, but it's true. How many business owners listening to this episode have completed a budget? Now, how many of you have actually achieved the budget? And if you didn't, how many followed up and addressed why you didn't? And if you did follow up, so many questions. And if you did follow up, did you make any changes to the way you may have behaved, to the habits that you may have formed, or to the habits that may have been created, or to the habits that may have seeped in to the budget, preventing it from actually being achieved? Probably not. I say this not to be horrible, but to be realistic. In my line of work, so many business owners are desperate to change their money habits. But when presented with the hard work that needs to be long-term and consistent, very rarely do many commit to it. I'm not saying all, but I'm saying most. If I was to go back to some of my past clients and see whether those great habits that they formed, the ones that they were so excited about when we worked together, if I was to ask them whether they were still part of their everyday resources, I bet most of them would say they're not. Is that an accountability issue? Perhaps. Or is it not giving value where value is due and staying the course long enough to see the long-term benefits of the strategy? We all have lulls. I get it. We can only keep ourselves on a trajectory for so long. But if you find yourself reverting back to your old habits that are negatively impacting your business, then the habit wasn't really formed in the first place. Because remember, the definition of a habit was a mode of behavior that is involuntary. And this just doesn't apply to the old habits. So for a new strategy to genuinely become a habit, it needs to become automatic through repetition and practice to the point where they also become involuntary. One of the worst habits I see business owners have when it comes to their money is the lack of commitment to bank reconciliations. This frustrates me because this isn't just a process that is designed to add an extra task in your day. It actually provides meaningful information about the financial position of your business that you're probably bitching about, but you're not doing regularly. And if you're not doing it regularly, you're missing out big time on what is important. But I can tell you this until I'm black and blue in the face. You, my friend, have to believe it for it to be meaningful enough for you to form the right habit in your business. And sadly, many just don't believe it enough. Or they just say they want change and don't mean it. Harsh, but true. I know we all understand how critical it is to manage our money well and the good intentions we have to do this. But let me ask you this. Do you actually know how to form a habit of good money management? Or do you just know the concepts but fail to apply them consistently? Let's be honest. Bad money management is one of the main reasons why businesses fail, if not the first reason. As business owners, we already know how tough it can be to run a business. The expenses will pile up quickly. And if you don't have enough cash to cover them, you're in big trouble. But simply knowing these things isn't enough. We need to make good money management a habit. This means taking the time to review our finances regularly, update that budget, track your cash flow, and make informed decisions based on accurate financial data. Yes, my friend, your bank reconciliation will provide you with that accurate financial data. But I digress. It may sound daunting, but forming a habit of good money management is worth the effort. What are the upsides? You'll be able to make better decisions, reduce financial stress. You get to increase your chances of success. And plus, it helps to identify potential problems early on, and then you can take corrective action before it's too late. So humor me for a moment, my friend. Close your eyes. Imagine what life would be like if you didn't have to worry about your money. I'm not necessarily asking you to imagine an inflow or an abundance of money. I'm asking you to genuinely imagine what it would be like if you didn't have to worry about it. Where you knew you could pay your bills on time, you had enough left over to reinvest and buy more stock, and God forbid, pay yourself a wage. What would that be like? Now I want you to open your eyes. Does your life look like this? If not, why not? Because it could if you wanted it to. You just have to be willing to commit to the strategy enough to create the habit. But you can't create the habit if you ignore the work needed to get there. And quite frankly, if you don't have the real motivation and drive to do so. I'm going to leave you with this thought. I had a client tell me for the first time since starting her business that she was so excited that she got to have a weekend without stressing about her money. Did she suddenly have an abundance of money? No. Was she suddenly booked out? No. What she did have was a strategy that she was committed to, that provided her with the calm she needed to have a weekend without thinking about work. She wasn't where she wanted to be financially. It wasn't a perfect world for her. But for the first time, she knew what she had to keep doing to get there. And this was the freedom that she was wanting. The freedom from stress. Enough to have a weekend. And what a great start to that strategy. She not only declared change, she chose to commit to it. If this is something you want in your world and are committed to the change, not just the declaration, I have one-on-one bespoke coaching spots available for you if you want one. I also have a wait list for my small business cash flow course, which is returning again in July, that I will leave a link for both of those in the show notes. But here's the catch. It'll be up to you to decide whether it's more than just a declaration for change, or are you ready for action? So what will you decide? Whatever that is, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.